This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
You may have heard the devastating news on Saturday afternoon. A fire engulfed a public housing apartment in North Fitzroy and claimed the life of a beautiful 3-year-old boy, Isaiah. Residents in that apartment building have been shifting between grief and anger as they say the apartments are not safe. Joining us is resident Mary, who knew and loved Isaiah. We're so sorry for your loss, Mary.
Thanks a lot.
You're back in the apartment building now, is that right?
Yes.
What was it like for you to return?
All the time I see the unit in my face, horrible. I can't even forget about it.
So you were there, obviously, on the day, and
yes. It
happened so quickly.
Very quickly. The unit was on fire, really very bad fire. I didn't see fire like this in my life.
Mary, one of the reasons that we wanted to talk today was to remember Isaiah as a beautiful little 3-year-old boy.
Yeah.
You've known him and you've looked after him a lot.
Yeah, all the time. His father brings him to me because he's my friend. And he played with my son. I took them to the park. We go to the shop together. He was really, really good boy, happy. And he always called me Mama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mary, we're so sad. And we wanted to speak to you as well because we wanted to find out, we heard that residents in your apartment block are feeling quite cross about the safety in that building.
Yeah. In our building, we don't have safety staff. If there's a fire, it's done in the sitting room or in the kitchen. We don't have anywhere to run. Especially we live in level 2 and 3. It's very high. I can't jump from there. Definitely. And then there is no water. When the fire starts, there is no water in the unit.
So you had no fire extinguishers?
No, we don't have that in our unit, yeah.
No fire extinguishers?
The other unit across the road, they have that. And they have balcony.
They've got balconies and they've got, as you said, fire extinguishers. So there's nothing in your hallways with no fire extinguishers. What about, do you have fire smoke alarms?
We do have a smoke alarm, but it's not enough. For example, if it happened at night time, I'm sleeping in the sitting room, to come out from my room to run outside, I don't have where to go. I'm going to be trapped in the room.
Mary, is it something that you and the residents have spoken about before the fire? Have you raised concerns about the safety?
No, before the fire, we didn't talk about it because we didn't know like something like this is going to be happen.
Yeah.
But right now, this happened. We don't want it to happen to any child. I'm a mother. I have my son. And we live, I'm single mom. I'm just leaving me and my son at home. If something like this happened, what's going to be happening to her? I'm scared right now even to go to have a shower, to leave him in the sitting room. I'm scared. Even today in the morning, the neighbors crossed the road. The alarm go off. And then we run outside, all of us, because we hear the fire. And then we come out. We become traumatized.
How are the rest of your neighbors in the apartment block? How are they all feeling?
They're not feeling okay. Even the lady, she lives across of her, she says she want to move.
And you've all moved back into that apartment block and
Yeah.
For you, what would you like to see change so that you can feel safe where you live?
I like to see change, like to have safety things in our unit, to feel safe at night time to sleep, because I can't even, these 3 nights, I can't even sleep.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm scared.
We are so, so heartbroken, Mary, for the experience that you've gone through. And I want you to know that so many people feel deeply about this. And we hope that you can feel safe again where you live. And we give you all of our love.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And it's beautiful today as well to remember that 3-year-old little boy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we give you all of our love and we really appreciate you talking to us today because I know it's such a tough time. Give our love to your son as well.
I will do that. Thanks a lot.